Hey everyone, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems, bikejames.com, and welcome to another edition of the Bike James podcast. This podcast is in response to a recent opinion piece on pinkbike.com, where someone was pointing out that they didn't feel that new riders needed to start out on hardtails and had several valid reasons for it. And, definitely not saying that they're wrong, but I wanted to make this podcast and kind of express the other side of the, coin there, and just my opinions on why I think that new riders should spend some time on a hardtail and how it will benefit them, and ultimately how really kind of the mindset of why of saying, nah, it's all right, you can skip over this learning process and just go straight to a full suspension bike, how it really kind of speaks to something bigger, a mindset in the industry that I think is ultimately kind of holding us back on some level. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of share my opinions on this matter here. So at the heart of it, again, when you look at my philosophy, it's to look at what works best with human movement and training human movement off of the bike, and then how do we apply that to the bike. And one of the things that I really rely on in the gym with strength training and mobility training and stuff like that is this idea of what's called self-limiting methods. And this is using methods that force someone to do something correctly. It's a really great way to get someone to learn how to do something new. And in the gym, this can be looked at as using free weights versus machines. If you have someone who's never lifted weights before, you wouldn't want to teach them how to lift on machines, because with machines, they basically do most of it for you. So they take a lot of the learning out. There's no self-limitation there. Whereas with a free weight, your ability to balance the weight, hold it in place, and move your body and all of these things start to limit how much load you can use. And so this is why people could walk in on day one and go to like a machine leg press and load it up to several hundred pounds, and yet you put a bar on their back and tell them to do a squat, or most people can struggle to do a body weight squat, because the free weight method is much more self-limiting than the machine method. So I really like to use self-limiting methods in the gym, things like Turkish get-ups, things like single leg deadlifts, things that really limit the load and that you can use based on your mastery of that movement. And so I also like to look at using this idea on the bike as well. And on the bike, this comes down to using a hardtail, I think, to start out. If you really want to get into it, I'd also say you want to use flat pedals and 26-inch wheels as well. But really, that's another topic there. So, we'll leave that one for another podcast. But I do believe that hardtails are a self-limiting way to learn how to ride a bike, because they force you to learn how to use your body to absorb impacts on the trail. And they also force you to learn how to use skill to maneuver your bike up and over things. And a full suspension, again, it's not that you can't learn these things on a full suspension, but if you have someone who has no sense of how to use their body for these things, of how to maneuver a bike up and over something, and you put them on a high-end full suspension bike, and now they're going to learn to rely on that suspension to absorb impacts. They're not going to learn as quickly. They're just going to learn how to rely on their bike instead of learning how to rely on their body to do these things. So riding around into everything, bashing into everything, riding around bashing into everything on your full suspension bike isn't the same thing as riding a trail with some style and grace, what the Greeks used to call arete. I've got a whole, an article on my blog there that you can check out that talks about the importance of this with riding. It's not just, getting from point A to B as quickly as possible. Thinking about the style and grace that that you have, definitely should be something that you're thinking about as well. And so again, a hardtail a lot of times really forces you how to, forces you to learn how to do this. This is one of the reasons that people look at single speed training, because single speeds are usually hardtails. So you take someone who's used to a geared full suspension bike and you put them on a single speed, and they get this reputation as this great training tool, because people are basically forced to learn how to, you know, relearn in some cases, how to use their body properly, how to, you know, not rely on the gearing so much and to stand up and pedal more and all of these things that a geared full suspension bike doesn't force you to do. And so if you're not being really conscious and aware of it, it's really easy to kind of fall back on some of the easy habits that a full suspension allows you to get into. And so that's one of the reasons if you've never even, you know, spent time on a hardtail, you may not even have any idea of what it feels like and what it should feel like to not rely on that suspension. So, you know, spending some time on a hardtail early on, or you know, like I said, for a lot of riders, it comes later on as they start, you know, getting into single speed riding and discover what it can do for their overall skills and fitness and stuff. But anyways, it's that idea of hardtails being self-limiting and forcing you to learn how to use your body properly and learn how to use skills instead of relying on the full suspension. So again, I think that you know, once a rider has, you know, spent some time on a hardtail, you know, 6 months give or take, then switching to a full suspension is great. They're going to be able to get more out of that full suspension bike. It's also going to let them save some money on their first bike, because let's be honest, you know, like your first bike just gets beat to shit, right? And so having someone drop a decent amount of money on a full suspension bike, like I'm always hesitant to tell a new rider. That's one of my hesitations. Like, man, you know, I would just get a hardtail mainly because you're going to beat the crap out of that thing. And so saving some money and, you know, getting a hardtail, something that's got less moving parts and less things to get beat up, you know, is probably, it's a good idea. So there's more than one reason besides helping you learn how to ride better. It's also going to save you some money on that first bike. That's just kind of going to be your test, your test bike anyways, for figuring out a lot of stuff. So anyways, but like I said earlier, kind of in my opinion, I think the problem is that the mindset of putting new riders on a full suspension bike right off the bat, you know, especially in areas that don't have a lot of rocky technical riding. Now, I do want to, you know, make this one, you know, caveat for it. I mean, if you live in an area where you have a lot of rocky technical riding, then I could see, you know, saying, look, it's safer in some instances to put someone on a full suspension bike. I'd still argue that they may need to, you know, avoid those trails that they need the full suspension bike for anyways, which I'll get to more here in just a second. But, you know, especially if you live in an area where 80-90% of the riding that you do is pretty smooth, not very rocky technical stuff, you know, there's really no reason, no excuse for you to have a full suspension bike right off the bat. But, you know, again, like I said, I think this stems from a larger problem in the mountain bike industry. And at its core, it's what a problem that there's a book written by a guy named Mark Twite called Kiss or Kill. And if you've never read it, I highly, highly recommend it. It's an amazing book. But in it, he's got this great quote, and I think it sums up kind of what this problem is. And he calls it, I'm quoting him here, replacing skill and courage with cash and equipment. They make the summit, not the style, the yardstick of success. And basically, I think that's, like I said, it's kind of this mindset that the mountain bike industry has at this point of, and it starts with new riders. Like what we should be telling new riders is that it's all right to suck at first. It's totally fine. Like we don't expect anything out of you right off the bat. So just embrace sucking. You don't need to worry about it. Yes, the fact that it takes you several tries to clean that is totally fine. You know, they should be taught that building their skill and courage will allow them to make better use of technology when the time comes. But it's that skill and courage and building it in a self-limiting way that allows them to really build the foundation that's going to allow them to make the most use of technology and really enjoy mountain biking for and continue to progress for, you know, a long time to come. So, you know, this is also, I think, a problem is that a full suspension bike gives riders a false sense of confidence. And so they get this initial rush of like, oh, wow, I can, you know, ride this and clean this. But if you don't really understand your own riding ability and, you know, you get on a high end bike that can get you through a lot of stuff, I've seen riders that don't, like I said, we've all seen it, man. It's freaking nerve wracking when you see someone on a bike and you realize that the pilot is not really up to the task of what they're about to try and ride. but they're so used to the bike getting them through it that they have this false sense of confidence. They don't really understand what their own skill level is, and if their skill level comes into play, what it can get them, out of if necessary. And so, again, I think that having riders build their confidence and skills on in a more self-limiting way can help avoid some of this. And like I said, I think that riders eventually kind of get stuck. They start to rely so much on the equipment that they're not able to progress themselves as riders. And another thing, this is from a book that I'm reading right now called Obliquity, which is another amazing book that I highly recommend. But we forget that riding is not supposed to be fun. That mountain biking is an oblique path to happiness. It's kind of like climbing a mountain or writing a book. Like if you ask someone, if they're enjoying climbing Mount Everest, yes, you're gonna have those moments where you're like you really feel alive and you're like, but like these fleeting moments, the vast majority of time, it sucks ass. But it makes people happy to do it. Why else would you do it, right? And so mountain biking in some ways is like that. It's the act itself of mountain biking. It's often uncomfortable and painful, but it's really afterwards, either after that you've gotten through something scary and you're at the bottom and you're like, whoa, that was great, But like the act itself is kind of scary. The act itself of like making up a climb is painful. And can suck, and but it's the contentment and happiness that you find afterwards that's really what you're looking for. But I think that sometimes people try to figure out how to make riding easier in an attempt to make the act itself more fun, and realizing that isn't the real goal. And again, it sends the wrong message to a new rider. And if we get to the top of a climb, it's like, they're like, oh my God, that climb sucked. It's like, really, that climb sucked? Great. It was supposed to. That was a tough climb. Instead of the more usual response of, someone saying, oh, that climb sucked, and being like, oh, really? That climb sucked? Have you thought about getting, fill in the blank to make it easier? Tubeless tires, or bigger wheels, or whatever it is, a lighter bike, fill in the blank. It's like, hey man, sometimes it's not supposed to be easier. Sometimes it's just supposed to suck. And that's fine. So, you're on that hardtail and you're getting bounced around and you're having a tough time with it. That's fine. It's supposed to suck, and it's the happiness comes, afterwards, from the fulfillment that you get after, starting to clean things that you've never, cleaned before, and feeling yourself getting better and fitter and all of these things. So, that's what, ultimately how the happiness that a lot of us are looking for from mountain biking comes to us. It's in this oblique kind of sideways path, not in the act itself. And so if we stop, trying to coddle new mountain bikers and make riding easier for them, instead of explaining to them, hey man, this is just part of the process and it's going to suck at first, but that's what's going to make you a better rider over the long run. That, we're going to end up with more people who really understand what our sport's about and become mountain bikers and stick with the sport for a long time, rather than just get into it, do it for a year or two and then get bored of it and move on to the next thing, because they don't have the right mindset for, what it takes for the continual long-term progression, because eventually you run out of equipment to buy and you can't continue to buy better performance. And so I just think that starting that that mindset right off the bat with new riders isn't necessarily the best way to go about it. So, in the end, we all want more riders to take up our sport and we want them to have fun doing it. But I also think that it's good for the sport if we teach new riders that it's all right to suck as they go through that learning curve. And ultimately, I think that spending some time on a hardtail will help new riders, and if you've never done it, help, old riders as well, speed up that learning curve, because it forces them to use proper technique more than a full suspension will. And so, again, at the end of the day, it's about, embracing the journey and understanding that part of it is going to suck, but on the other side of it is that happiness and contentment you're looking for. So, don't always look to make things easier. Just look to make yourself better. And if you're a new rider, just embracing that. Your feet are flying off the pedals, that's fine. Don't go looking for ways to attach your feet to the pedals. You're, struggling on that hardtail, that's fine. Just learn to be smoother. Maybe look to get stronger and increase your mobility, because a lot of times the pilot themselves doesn't have the requisite strength and mobility that they need to really truly pilot their bike the way that they should. And so again, this is another reason that putting a new rider on a full suspension bike, you know, can actually kind of hinder them long term, because you know, it covers up some of these things that really maybe you should be looking to get off of the bike and fix, because it'll help you both on and off the bike, which is an important thing to keep in mind. So anyways, again, this is just my opinion. I'm sure, you know, people have their own on this, but again, I think that spending some time on a hardtail definitely has more benefits than drawbacks when you really step back and look at it, and that taking the right mindset towards it can really help with that process. So anyways, once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. You can check me out on the web at bikejames.com. You can also check me out at pedalinginnovations.com, and the new Catalyst pedal, which is just doing great. Just really kind of taking the mountain biking and now starting to get into the BMX world. You know, taking these things by storm, because once people get on them, you realize like, wow, these things are really the pedals my feet have been looking for, and all of a sudden every other pedal just sucks. So anyways, check me out there as well. But yeah, definitely check me out at bikejames.com. Got a bunch of you know, great free tips, and you can sign up for free workouts there to help get you started with doing strength training, mobility training to help improve your riding. So anyways, hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast, and I'll talk to you in the next one.